You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Many years ago, a fierce battle raged in the heavens. This savage struggle is recorded in the Bible, in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. Michael and his angels were waging war. Their bitter enemy was the devil. Finally, the great dragon, the Bible explains, was thrown down. The serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Now, to some people, this spectacular story recorded in the book of Revelation may seem fascinating. Fascinating indeed, but for most people in our generation, quite irrelevant and totally inconsequential. Over the centuries, however, this dramatic section of the Bible has been a source of spiritual hope, an unshakable foundation for confidence, upholding scores of followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible-based story of Satan's defeat and expulsion from heaven is 100% relevant in the 1980s, and it has much to say for the 1990s. The dramatic defeat of the devil offers you and me a fearless fortress of faith. It enables us to face the many challenges of life. It guarantees us courage as we are about to launch into the troubled waters of the 21st century. Biblical evidence of the devil's defeat also provides a solid anchor for those who are now witnessing an increase in crime and violence and a decrease in civility and stability of our society. Let the loud bell ring. The battle is done. The victory is won. Let the announcement be made. Yes, let the message go out. Jesus Christ defeated the devil. This news offers practical help for all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Followers of the Savior can slay the great dragon also. Financial setbacks, farm foreclosures, malignancies, loss of one's job, rebellious children, the list is endless. The list of those things in life which the devil so often uses in order to try to tempt us to give up. Oh, that devil, he may indeed bring frustration and even anger into your life. But if you have faith in the Lord Jesus, then the final victory will not be the devil's victory, but by the grace of God, it shall certainly be your victory. These words of encouragement are all based squarely upon the work of redemption of our blessed Lord. As he prepared for our salvation, Jesus trudged up the lonely hill of Calvary. He was heading voluntarily for the crucifixion cross. He was preparing for the last battle with the devil. And it was in this decisive battle where the verdict was given, which now guarantees you hope in life, even though your present situation may be filled with great turmoil and endless doubt. In those final hours, as Jesus prepared to give his life as a perfect sacrifice to pay for the sins of the whole world, the heavens darkened, gigantic rocks split, graves opened, and the dead got out and walked around. These mysterious and even frightening events provided the most unusual background for the greatest event in history, a supernatural setting when the devil, the prince of this world, was finally beaten down and broken. He was overpowered by Jesus and forever defeated. This is why St. John the Apostle, in his epistle, writes, "The Son of God appeared for this purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Now, this is good news for weary teenagers, embattled and discouraged as they are forced to constantly fight the increased onslaughts of the evil one. Sex. Never before in history has the devil worked so hard to destroy young people through the perversion and misuse of sex as he has in our generation. A youth magazine called Teenage conducted a worldwide survey among young people. 59 nations were included, from Argentina to Yugoslavia. When the results were examined, it was found that almost every teenager in the United States confessed that premarital sex was the most difficult issue in their lives. But then the pollsters were shocked. In the other 58 countries, sex was not the main issue. In fact, in all the other countries, it was on the very bottom of the list. Why? Because everything today in the United States, especially on television, revolves around sex. Cars are advertised using sex. Boats are sold using sex. And if you are interested in an alcoholic or even a soft drink, then think sex. Would you like to buy some new blue jeans to relax in or to wear to high school? Well, you certainly can consider buying a pair, but first you must subject your eyes and your mind, whether you want to or not, to all types of perverted advertising based on sex. Now, should we be surprised then that babies are being born out of wedlock at an unprecedented rate? Last year, in one school of a large city, over 50%, over half of the girls were pregnant. Scores of teenagers today are confused. They don't know if it is the thing to do or if it is not the thing to do, to have sex or not to have sex. But from what they can see on the sleazy soaps, which run constantly during the day, if you are not having sex, or at least not constantly thinking about sex, then you are not with it. You are sort of an oddball. The pressures on teenagers today to be involved in loose sex is incredible. Never before in history of the world has there been a situation like this. And so, who is to blame? Some say nobody is to blame. This is just the way things are today, and you can't control this, they say. This is all part of the good life. But on the day of judgment, God is going to hold individuals responsible. He is not going to look at boards or corporations or staffs, but individuals. Television executives are going to be held individually responsible. Advertising specialists are going to be called before God's bar of justice to give an account of what they did. And for those people who encourage or support these programs by tuning in every day, are going to have to do some explaining also. You see, my friends, God did not establish His creation so that a privileged few could go about with their uncontrolled greed for money and, as a result, abuse young people and eventually destroy society. That's what will surely take place on Judgment Day. Individuals who abuse sex in order to get rich will certainly be judged. But then, of course, we must ask another question. What about today? God's judgment may be delayed for some time. This is what the Bible tells us. And so in the meantime, you and I are going to have to live in a society where the devil often seems to have more and more free rein to do whatever he desires. No, that's not true. The devil does not have free rein. Remember our text? The Bible tells us that the devil has been defeated by Jesus. This does not mean that he does not exist, and it does not mean that he is no longer going to tempt us. But it does mean that all who possess the power of Jesus Christ and his resurrection within themselves by faith, these are those who are armed and fully prepared to meet the devil and to defeat the devil. The devil may irritate these faithful followers of the Lord Jesus, but he will never control them. And so when we understand the seriousness of the devil's attacks upon us today, then we will also better comprehend what St. Paul was talking about when he writes to the church in Ephesus and says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil." For our struggle, St. Paul explains, is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. The apostle then gives us some very practical 20th century advice. He says this, "Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. Finally, then, St. Paul concludes by saying, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. St. Paul has indeed stated the case concerning the devil quite clearly, wouldn't you agree? The devil is loose. And even if we don't believe in the devil, common sense should at least cause us to realize that the 20 million homes which were hit by violence last year, and the rise in the number of gangs in our cities, and the record of dictatorial governments, these are all evidence of the existence of the devil. As a roaring lion, the devil roams about seeking somebody to devour and to destroy. This then means that we need to be constantly on the alert. It reminds us also that the devil does not only tempt teenagers, he also cleverly works on adults. Research work done by a professor at Florida State University underscores this fact of life. This professor ran a little experiment. He set up a research project where several men and women would proposition members of the opposite sex. The results of this sociological experiment were quite interesting, to say the least. Whenever women were propositioned to have sex, these women all turned down the offer. But when men were propositioned, 75% were delighted with the unexpected opportunity, and immediately they said yes. In fact, some of the men eagerly suggested that they get this thing going immediately and not wait for nightfall. When we learn of information like this, we are reminded that the devil is alive and well. He is the same cunning, clever, and devious serpent that tempted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. But then, of course, who talks about the devil today? If you are academic and intelligent, you don't talk about things as old-fashioned as the devil, do you? At least this is what some people are saying, and not many liberal theologians discuss the devil either. That's for certain. At least this is what Time magazine has reported. In a special article entitled Looking Evil in the Eye, Time magazine stated that modern theologians have discarded the idea that the devil even exists. Such an absurd claim is, of course, automatically loaded with problems, because anybody who claims that the devil does not exist is going to have to deny the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our blessed Lord sent out 70 missionaries, two by two. When the 70 returned, the Bible states, they returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Jesus then responded by saying, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Now, if Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, can say that he saw Satan falling from the heavens, how can we or anybody else deny this? Was Jesus lying, or are modern liberal theologians lying? Let me ask you this. When it comes to the question of whether or not the devil exists today, would you be inclined to follow the opinions of some modern liberal theologians? Or would you believe in Jesus, the Jesus who died and rose again from the dead? Yes, that same Jesus who told his disciples quite emphatically, I saw Satan falling from the heavens. The devil is real, my friend. He exists today. He is active. And as our society becomes more decadent and self-serving, the devil is going to become increasingly effective in his schemes of destruction. The devil is at the base of every problem that you and your family face at this hour. And it is for exactly this reason that we on this broadcast preach every week about the cross of Jesus Christ. We do this in order to give you and your family hope. Because, you see, it was on the crucifixion cross that the devil's back was broken. That's why the cross is your symbol of hope. And that's why the cross is my symbol of hope and help. Looking at the cross is very much like looking at a life-saving inner tube at the beach or at a swimming pool. When we get in trouble, we know that this device can save us. The cross of Jesus Christ is very much like that. This is why St. Paul said, For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but unto us who are being saved, it is the power of God unto salvation. And so don't delay. Believe today
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, for when you place your complete faith in the Lord Jesus, then the power of his devil-defeating resurrection lives within you. And then you shall be armed for battle, fully armed and totally prepared, fully armed and totally prepared for the next temptation. Listen as St. John the Apostle describes the victory that Jesus is offering you when he says, "And the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. But whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things," the Apostle John writes, "I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life." And so, it is on the basis of these biblical promises, which demonstrate beyond any doubt whatsoever that Jesus has overcome the devil, that poets and hymn writers in every generation have given beautiful and powerful expression to the true faith. 500 years ago, in a period of great turmoil and temptation, Martin Luther studied the Scriptures, and he was then so moved by the hope of the gospel that he wrote these hymn words, "Dear Christians, one and all rejoice, with exultation springing, and with united heart and voice, and holy rapture singing. Proclaim the wonders God hath done, how his right arm the victory won, right dearly it hath cost him. Fast bound in Satan's chains I lay, death brooded darkly o'er me. Sin was my torment night and day, in sin my mother bore me. Yea, deep and deeper still I fell, life had become a living hell, so firmly sin possessed me. But God beheld my wretched state before the world's foundation, and mindful of his mercies great, he planned my soul's salvation. He spoke to his beloved Son, 'Tis time to have compassion. Then go, bright jewel of my crown, and bring to man salvation. From sin and sorrow set him free, slay bitter death for him that he may live with thee forever. The Son obeyed his Father's will, was born a virgin mother, and God's good pleasure to fulfill, he came to be my brother. No garb of pomp or power he wore, a servant's form like mine he bore, to lead the devil captive. Oh, my friends, the devil has been defeated. He and his angels have been thrown down from the heavens. Jesus is the victor, and now you and your family can be victorious also. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the devil-defeating power of his Easter resurrection shall be yours today. Amen."